Welcome to Five for the Day. I wonder if you're familiar with the phrase, time and tide wait for no man. It implies that however much we may want to stop time, or get it to wait for us, it marches relentlessly on. In the same way, the tide at the seaside rolls relentlessly in or out. Nothing we can do will alter that fact. Personally, I don't like to waste time, as it's something we can never get back. Time is a nebulous thing, which we cannot touch or see, but about which we can say lots of things. We say, I have no time. I never seem to have time. I'm out of time. I have all the time in the world. I have all the time-saving gadgets a home can possess. Give me a little more time. I've run out of time, etc., etc. Over the course of the years, man has invented some amazing items, but he has never been able to invent time. Every day is governed by a sun, which we say comes up and goes down. It regulates our day, our seasons, our year, and works with absolute precision. Furthermore, the mechanism never needs replacing or returning to the maker for adjustment. I wonder where time comes from and why it works so perfectly. As ever, the answer is to be found in the Bible, and it causes us to acknowledge a Creator God. In the first chapter of our Bible, we read the rather quaint but very meaningful words, God made the greater light, that's the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, that's the moon, to rule the night. Our planetary system is no accident. It is the work of a designer called God. Just like a watch or clock needs a designer and maker, which we assume are vital, so our world has the same. Consequently, God is concerned about what we do with time and how we spend it. He tells us to number our days. He talks of our lifespan as 70. That's 70. And if by reason of strength we can extend them to 80 years, we are soon cut off. In the New Testament, James in his letter asks, what is our life? But a vapour or cloud that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. The psalmist in the Old Testament likens our lives to the grass of the field, which is soon harvested and cut down. What we do with our time in relation to our normal lives may be of great consequence, may be of little consequence. However, in the light of a never-ending eternity, it has great consequence. Jesus, in his life here on earth, was very conscious of time. On a number of occasions he said, "My hour is not yet come." On another occasion he said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. Finally, he said, when in the upper room, just hours before his crucifixion, now is my hour come. He recognized that his death at Calvary in time had been set in eternity before ever he entered this world. He would be neither late nor early for that appointment, for that was the set time when he would deal with the question of my sin and yours. Furthermore, he confidently set a time for his resurrection. In 3 days I shall rise. And he did. But where does that leave you and me? Says the Bible, now, right now, is the accepted time. Now, right now, is the day of salvation. You have now, so why not use it wisely and get right with God? Don't waste any more time. Do it now.